Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspiration. This is Dennis again. Hopefully you are being blessed and encouraged this week, even with the inauguration or the president switch going on, a new president in. Now we are commanded in the Bible to pray for Joe Biden as long as he is president. And so I would encourage you to do that, even if you are if that whole thing didn't go the way you wanted. We are still commanded to pray for our people in authority. May God have His way. Okay, so we're in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 15. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. And I believe I might have covered this yesterday morning, but I thought it's a very important verse. But let none of you suffer. None of us wants to suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. That's gossip, talking about other people and getting into other people's business, which is none of your business, which you need to stay away from. We need to stay away from. We don't want to suffer in that way. We're Christians. We're not supposed to be suffering as a murderer, thief, evildoer, busybody. We're not supposed to be doing that. We're supposed to be Christians representing Christ. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. So let's not be ashamed if we suffer as a Christian, if we get mocked and scorned and rejected and excommunicated and cast out because we're a Christian. Let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. So there we have the answer for that. Well, if we're not supposed to be ashamed, then what are we supposed to do? Let him glorify God. Let us glorify God. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at the house, what shall the end of them? What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel? For the judgment must come begin at the house of God. So the judgment will start at us. So what will the end of those be that believe not the gospel? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinners appear? So it's a good question for us. If we're not saved, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinners appear? I wouldn't want to be in that boat. That's an awful place to be. So Lord, help us. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. Praise the Lord. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God suffer according to the will of God. Not as an evildoer or anything like that, but according to the will of God. Commit the keeping, let them commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. Brothers and sisters, let's be faithful unto the Lord. Let's serve Him with our whole heart and just be completely committed and surrendered to Him. May God bless you and thanks for listening.